Sarah Foster is the principal U.S. economy and Federal Reserve reporter for Bankrate, and she joins me now. They've got a new financial fraud survey that has some very scary results. Sarah, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you. So tell us a little bit about your survey.
Yeah, so we wanted to know how many Americans have experienced a financial scam or fraud at some point, and then how many Americans have experienced that over the past 12 months. And we found that 68% of Americans have experienced something at some point in their lives along these lines, but 34%, so more than half of them, have experienced it in the past 12 months.
Okay, wait. I just have to go over those numbers because they are terrifying. 68% of Americans have experienced some sort of financial fraud or scam in their lifetimes, but half, 34%, it just in the last year?
That's exactly right. And
wow.
Another interesting stat here is that 30% have experienced it more than once. So some repeat offenses here too.
Not quick learners. Okay. that is also really scary. Financial scams are just something that I really are near and dear to my heart. Not because I actually also almost came close to getting scammed, but my mother had her identity stolen, and it just caused a whole lot of problems as we raced to stay ahead of the scam artists, basically the bad actors who were scurrying around trying to get access to all of her retirement money. So tell me a little bit about some of the financial scams that you're seeing, and also about how AI, artificial intelligence, is playing into those.
Yeah, well, our heart goes out to your mom there, because financial fraud can really be kind of a headache at best, and, you know, a heartbreaking, debilitating at worst when it really results in Americans losing money. We bucketed it into two categories. Those who have either accessed or experiencing someone accessing or attempting to access their personal or financial information. So you can think of that as like classic cases of identity theft. And then this new category, which I think is propping up during this proliferation of new technologies, that's Americans who are paying for fake services or sending money to a scammer. Currently, we're seeing that it's really the former that's the most common. It's still those classic cases of identity theft, but pretty close to 1 in 4 Americans who experienced financial fraud over the past 12 months say it's because they sent money to a scammer or paid for a fake service.
Yeah, you know, the artificial intelligence that's out there now can mimic my voice perfectly. And all of our information, I think, is sitting there on the dark web now. I mean, we've all had our information and our privacy poached so many times. But when somebody calls you and says that they're your children or your mother or your best friend, and they need you to send them $5,000 because they've been kidnapped in Greece, for example, that's actually an example that somebody I know had happened to them. Your first instinct is to, of course, go, of course I can help. Of course I'll send you anything you want, not even realizing mm-hmm. that you've been scammed, right?
Yeah, that's really, you know, the scammers prey on manipulating Americans' emotions, making them act quickly without having the time to kind of take a step back and think really quickly or, you know, think about something. I think, you know, financial frauds and scams can come in all shapes and sizes these days, especially with, you know, the rise of AI, even social media scams. But that is that underlying through line that they're always trying to manipulate you in some way, making you feel rushed to make a decision and kind of trick you into parting with either information or funds. And kind of, you know, on that note, we found that 37% of people who had gone through this experience say that they lost money because of it.
Yeah, and they can lose quite a lot. So tell us, what do you do if you've been scammed? What should be your first few steps?
Well, the first and easiest step is to go to the Federal Trade Commission, file a report with them. You can then take that case number that they give you and then use it to report to the credit bureaus. You know, in the instance of maybe a classic case of financial fraud, sometimes Americans, you know, result in them having, you know, a dip to their credit score when someone's posing as them, maybe opening up fraudulent accounts, not even paying those bills. If that's something that happens to you, you take that case number, report it to the credit bureaus. If maybe you're someone who is seeing missing money from your account, you might be able to take that case number and report it to your bank and see if they can do anything to reverse the charges. But really the best way to think about it is having all kinds of opportunities at hand working for you and helping you. Something I really like to do is set up fraud alerts on my account, regularly check my statement balances and my credit report. Because I think the takeaway from all of this is that even those Americans who you think would be technologically literate, like younger generations, everybody seems to be falling for scams here. There's no particular group who's immune. So it's just important to always make sure that it could happen in an instant and if you're not careful.
Yeah. I want to just go over this, the FTC, because, we've heard about so many people getting fired from the federal governments and different departments or divisions getting, really waylaid because there are just mm-hmm. not enough people working there. But the FTC seems to be doing okay. And you can actually go to FTC.gov and click on fraud or report fraud, or you can just go to reportfraud.ftc.gov. And the website says that there are scammers impersonating the FTC, and they pretend that they're going to, try to threaten you, or they might tell you to withhold cash or buy gold or give it to someone, and the FTC wants you to know they will never threaten you, never say you need to transfer your money to protect it, never ask you to work for the FBI, but they will share the fraud report that you share with them with 2,800 law enforcement organizations. And they try hard. So that's a great thing. And I love your tip about logging on and actually filing an alert with the credit reporting bureau. So that's Experian.com, Equifax.com, TransUnion.com. And while you're there, you might also think about just freezing your credit for a while. All you have to do is just, sign up. It's free online. Experian will ask you to give a credit card. You don't have to do that. Just, click on skip. And then you can freeze your credit, and that's also a good thing to do. How do you help? I know that romance scams are huge right now. People get catfished. They think they're talking to the love of their life, and really it's not anybody. It's somebody sitting in probably some warehouse in, I don't know where, not in this country. What do you advise there for people who get caught up in those kinds of scams?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think a lot of the same advice here where you really want to think things through, you really kind of benefit from taking that time to make sure that you're not being rushed into making a decision. I think something that I often hear from many Americans is, if it's my bank contacting me, if it's someone I think I can trust contacting me, is that fine to disclose personal or financial information? And really the answer is that even if you think you're speaking with someone over the phone or over text message, no one really ever has to make you share information that you're not comfortable with. So I think it's always important to really know that you reserve the right to protect yourself as more than anybody.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Well, where can people find you, Sarah, and where can they find this information at bankrate.com?
Yeah, well, the best way to go would be kind of our bankrate.com homepage, but my author page also has a lot of these tips as well. So we also kind of look forward to hearing from Americans if we can never help them in any way.
Wonderful. Sarah Foster is the principal U.S. economy and Federal Reserve reporter. I guess you're not too busy these days with those two topics, huh?
Yep, keeping me real occupied here.
Well, I appreciate you making time to talk to us when I know that you've got a whole lot on your plate, and we'll be watching to see what you're reporting on next. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I'm always willing to take the time for WGN, so take care.
We love that. Thanks so much.